Now the curtain rises on the third act of O'Halloran's Luck, starring James Stewart, John Lund, and Gloria DeHaven, with Una O'Connor and Tom Scott.
Billy-mew, re-ray, Billy-mew, re-ray, Billy-mew.
John Timothy, me lad, in a few hours now you'll be seeing your Molly.
You see them knees? They're shaking at the thought. Maybe she'll be married already to that big yuck that drives the horse cars.
Yeah, what matter if she is? Sure, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have lost at all.
Shush. I don't know how a scrawny limb the like of yourself can bring good luck to a man along with such bad thoughts.
Well, maybe it's my turn now for a ration of luck. Ah, we'll be there soon now. You marching up the stairs like Red Hand O'Neill, returning from the wars, knocking at the door of your girlie and walking in.
Molly! Molly Malone, are you there?
Johnny! Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Molly, darling.
Oh, Johnny, they told me you were lost out west. They told me you were dead.
That's only the way he acts.
Molly, this is me Uncle Mike. Oh, me darling. I've been dreaming of nothing but you, always.
Oh, and I can hardly believe it. I just...
Mrs. Malone, it's me.
Johnny O'Halloran. I heard tell you were dead.
Oh, it's true enough, ma'am. He had a gorgeous wig. His last words were that he hoped you'd be there yourself.
Did you say something?
Keep quiet, Fixer.
Oh, Ma, listen. I just would...
Molly, you better tell Johnny the news now right away. Oh, didn't I tell him myself? Molly is being wed next week.
Wed, is it? To that horse car driver?
Oh, a man with a steady job. A man that I favor.
No, Ma, don't talk like that.
The man you favor. Faith, now, who's being wed here, you or your daughter?
Are there any questions before I close the meeting?
Yes, I have a question. Who might this be?
Oh, Aloysius, oh, you're just in time.
It's Johnny O'Halloran.
The Clonmilly man. Molly, sure you'll not be associating yourself with a dirty railroad
dirty,
man.
Dirty, is it? Why, your horse's curate? I'll teach you to speak of me like that.
Ah, nobody but an idiot would ride behind a boiler full of steam that'd explode likely and blow everyone to bits.
Look, Sullivan, I'm back now and the game's up. You can go back to your four-footed friend and split a bag of oats.
Molly, are you going to stand for this?
Get out of here, cork man, before I clout you one.
Oh, you will you? Suppose you try it.
Oh, hello. You look like you'll be walking for glass.
Oh, Johnny, please stop.
I lead with the right, lead with the left, now to the shoulder, ducking up into the jaw. Hey, leave me out of it. Hey, who struck me that time?
Up, Clonmilly!
Up, Colt!
Oh, mind me, bit of a leak.
Take that from a man you said was dead.
Ooh. Oh, yes, and he said it, Tim. Give him another.
Oh, Molly, you're taking sides. Molly, you're not being... Hey.
Please get off of my face, whoever it is.
Oh. Let me out of here. I'm not staying here to be battered and ballyragged for you.
Get out of here, you big horse coper, and don't come back again.
Oh, me what not? Oh, me china fruit. How much of it is left at all?
Well, that's a nice place to fight on top of the referee. Hey, Molly, he wants to marry you.
And do you, Charlene?
Oh, yes, Molly.
Oh, Johnny.
Well, look,
Johnny.
Look, now, for goodness sake, will you answer him and get it over with?
I'll marry you, Johnny.
Oh, Molly, I love you.
And I love you, Johnny.
Well, that's done, thank goodness. Now, we'll get to the next business.
Oh, will you look at me house? 'Tis ruined, it is.
Oh, that's true, Johnny. You'd better start gathering up those dishes and put them away from my mother. You may as well get used to being a husband from the start.
Yes, dear. Whatever you say.
John Timothy O'Halloran. Your shoe's undone.
Ah, don't bother me with that.
Your shoe's undone, I tell you.
How can I tie it with me hands full of plates?
You'll fall over the lace. You've got to tie it.
Then tie it for me yourself, you chancer.
Tie it for you meself. That I will indeed, sir. There now. It's tied.
Oh, will you look what's come over him? Oh, will somebody tell me?
Now, John O'Halloran, answer me this now. Whose servant are you from this day forward?
That I look like being Molly's, but I don't mind.
The servant of a servant from Clonmilly. And you ordered me to tie your shoe. the curse of St. Patrick is lifted from my shoulders. And I'm free at last.
Oh, the saints above. Will you just look at him? Oh, he's getting stouter and stronger. What's he turning into at all?
Oh, you devil, you. So this is why you wanted to come to Boston, to free yourself.
Oh, I feel a new man. I feel fit for anything. Well, now, what are you standing there staring at? Come on, no dilly-dally. To work, clean the place up.
Work, is it? That's a strange word to hear on your lips. I'd have thought you'd be going back to Ireland now you're free.
Back to Ireland, is it? And get rheumatism walking through the damp of the bogs of Clonmelly? Not in your life. I feel the pulse of a new land in my blood. A land with bigger things to be done, needing bigger men to do them. I'm here now. And now I stay. No section superintendent for me. This year I'll be general manager, and next year president of the line itself. What man will stand against me? The first American leprechaun.
Johnny. Johnny. Johnny, look outside the window.
What is it?
Oh, it's a rainbow.
A rainbow it is. Oh, Molly.
Oh, Johnny, kiss me again. It's our rainbow.
A rainbow with one leg in the west. Go out along it, John T. O'Halloran. And at the far end, you'll find your wedding present. A pot of gold from Mixer the Fixer. And any time you want to travel on the railroad, just let me know. The president's Pullman will be there for you. And the name on the side will be O'Halloran's Luck.
I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me. I know who I love, and I know now who.
Guild on the Air is a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.